Good morning, and welcome to the Weekly Roundtable. And so, special edition this week, going into July 4th, and baseball, hot dogs, apple pies, and Chevrolets. So I hope that you're making your plans this week, and I hope you're getting after it. I hope, I know our brothers down in Suncoast have really started this 1776 workout. I know we're having one in Philly, and we're actually doing ours, you know, at Independence Hall, but, you know, inside of the Liberty Bell. So I'm going to go ahead and say, if you're not doing anything, Philly would be a great place to spend July 4th. Lots of convergences across that three nation. Make sure you're getting involved. Make sure you're doing something. This week's guest is a high-impact man, and there's no other way to describe it. And he's a high-impact man to his guys in South Wake. He's but now he's going across the nation, and it's my honor to get an update from our brother Crab Legs from South Wake. And brother, who EH'd you? How long you been doing F3?
Good morning. Yeah, I was EH'd by my good friend Deadbolt down in South Wake, who actually used social media for good purposes and got me out at my first post about 5 years ago now. It's been a while.
Yeah, and I still feel it's like this high-impact man because he's got a bunch of guys he's looped in. And he's the only guy I know that's been so successful using social media, because apparently I should have him on him, and so he can teach the rest of us how to get people involved through social media.
So it's effective.
Yep. Well, and I guess let's get an update. So I know a lot of the men that listen to this podcast probably want to know, how's your diagnosis? I guess for the men who don't know you, maybe you could start with just a little bit, because I had no idea that ALS strikes guys in that perfect F3 range. So maybe if you could talk a little bit about whatever you're willing to share about your diagnosis and kind of what your status is now, just to update both the packs that have listened to your prior call and then the packs that are that don't know you.
Yeah, thanks. I guess to start out with, I'll say for those who aren't aware, ALS is a neurological disease. It affects the nerves that control the muscles in your body. And as those nerves die, you're no longer able to control those muscles. And basically that includes everything from movement to speech, eating, and eventually breathing. And, you know, ALS is a crazy disease. Affects people of all ages, male, female, whatever race, doesn't really seem to care. I was officially diagnosed in August of 2017, but I had noticed some things going on several years before that. And the thing about ALS is there's no test for it. You basically just have to rule out everything else. So that means a lot of trips to the doctor, a lot of tests, a lot of people trying to figure out what's going on. And it kind of gets narrowed down to that. So I've been, you know, blessed that my particular form of ALS is progressing pretty slowly. There's you know, certainly things that I can no longer do. You know, I was just talking to you earlier about, you know, the workouts for me really just consist of walking at this point. It started to, you know, get to my legs. So getting up off the ground, things like that, I need a push, I need a boost. But I'm still walking, so I'm thankful for that. You know, one of the things that I'm doing on this baseball tour, which I know we'll talk about here in a minute, is meeting with other people who've been affected by ALS. And I got to meet a great young man the other day who unfortunately was diagnosed at the age of 25. And within a year, he's already at the point where he's losing his speech and he needs a power wheelchair to get around. So crazy disease affects people in a lot of different ways, and I apparently have been given some more time maybe than a lot of folks, and just trying to use it the best I can.
Yeah, and I for the men who haven't heard, I'm you don't brag on yourself, so I'm going to brag on just a second. So the guys in South Wake are kind of known for being runners. I know you're coming up on your 5-year mark. You were kind of the guy who in the beginning was coaching these guys how to make them all faster. And, you know, just you know, special shout out to you for being the, you know, sometimes you're the rabbit in the group, right? And, you know, we need guys like that that are experienced runners helping other guys get better at running. And just appreciate you and all you did to make that group so fast. That's also how you recognize that you had something going on. And I know you worked out the guys in Pittsburgh this morning. And just hearing that you're still getting out every morning, I know there's tons of guys who use you as a reference point now because they're saying, well, if you can get out there and get after it, there's no excuse to lay in the fart sack and talk about I'm depressed, I don't want to get out of bed, when you're fired up every morning to do it. So just, brother, everybody that knows your story appreciates you and, you know, putting up the good fight all, you know, as it's a terrible disease, but putting up the good fight and hopefully holding it at bay as long as you can. So just a special tea clap to you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, I've got a new favorite quote now. It's actually from Bob Marley, and hopefully I get this right, but it essentially says, you never know how strong you are until you have to be. And I think, you know, for myself and for these other folks that I'm meeting along this journey, right, I think there's a strength that we have. We just have to tap into it. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes things like a diagnosis like ALS to really help us be all we can be, I guess.
Well, and I guess I know I kind of let a little bit that you're in Pittsburgh today, but and I've been following you on social media, so I know you're kind of bouncing around. Let's just jump right into what you're doing this summer and what your plans are and how the guys can help and get to meet you.
Yeah, well, you know, it started a few months ago actually. I looked at 2019 and I said, okay, how do I want to say that I've spent this year? And I didn't want it to be sitting at home in front of a computer working. You know, that's all good. But what did I really want to do this year? And I had two goals. I wanted to make memories with my family and I wanted to have an impact against this disease. And it was actually my wife who first came up with the idea of driving across the country, visiting every state, and interviewing other people who'd been affected by ALS and telling their story. Because literally, I think everyone that I've met who's been diagnosed with this disease is just putting up an incredible fight. And so if people find my story amazing, why not tell more stories of other people who are putting up the good fight against this disease? So I approached the ALS Association about partnering with me on this. You know, there's a long history with baseball and ALS because of Lou Gehrig. We're coming up on his 90th anniversary of his speech, by the way. His Luckiest Man speech was on July 4th. So if you get a chance, Google that, look it up. It's pretty good as well. So there's a legacy there, right, between baseball and ALS, and we came up with this idea of visiting all 30 major league ballparks over the course of the summer. And so my family and I are in an RV, and we're 10 games into that trip right now. We're meeting other people who've been affected by ALS, getting to know them, learning their stories, and sharing all of this on social media to bring some awareness to this disease. To do some fundraising so we can pay for the research that'll help us find a cure.
So, and I know the schedule's up because that's the first thing every guy that's listening to this, because we got a bunch of baseball guys across F3.
Yeah.
The first thing they're going to ask is, what's the schedule look like and where can I get the schedule where you're going to be and how I catch up with you? So, and I know the other one, let's talk a little bit about social media also. So let's talk about where they see the schedule first.
Yeah, so challengelarry.org is my donation / web page. So if you want to help support, that's where you go. But if you want to see the schedule, that's where you go as well. And I'm in Pittsburgh right now. I'm going to the Pirates game tonight. And you can pick up the schedule from there. I'll be traveling around the country, ending up in Atlanta on September 8th before we head back to Raleigh. And you'll also find all the social media handles there, so you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram and with a Facebook page. So all the links will be there on the website.
Excellent. And I know there's going to be expenses involved with this, but also, so there's probably two ways they can donate. They can donate to ALS, but they can also donate to you, correct?
Actually, everything's going through the ALS Association, and they're helping to support me on this journey. So,
that's great.
Everything can go through there, and you know, we'll all get it to them for donations.
That's great, brother. All right. Well, let's talk about on social media. One of the guys, you know, if they don't live in a town with a MLB team, one of the things we're trying to do is get your story out there. So if they favorite and retweet or on Facebook share, that's the other thing you're looking for, right?
Yeah, that would be really helpful. I mean, what I'm really trying to do here is kind of start a movement, right? So the more shares and likes and retweets and everything that we get, hopefully this will start to get picked up on social media. And I've had the opportunity to meet some of the greats of the game and get some photographs with them and some tweets with them. So, yeah, really just trying to start a movement here on social media and spread the word.
Awesome. And then let's talk a little bit. Like, I know the guys in Pittsburgh, you were able to work out with them this morning. You're going to catch a meal with them before the game tonight. Then you're going to go to the game. Some guys may or may not go to the game, but that's kind of the basic agenda as you tour around the country, right? That's kind of the same thing. If there's F3 in that town, you're going to hopefully catch up with those guys?
I would love to, yes. Yeah. So I've got the schedule out there. Anywhere I'm at, you know, even, I don't know, maybe you're traveling and you're in that city for the day, you know, hit me up on social media and we'll try and meet before the game if you're not able to go to the game. Yeah, would love to meet with anyone and everyone out on the road.
That's awesome.
I do have my wife and my 12 and 14-year-old son with me as well. We are traveling around in an RV, so it's really going to be a fun summer.
That sounds like a great summer. Now, are the boys working out with you?
They did not. They slept in this morning. I gave them a day off. They've been working hard, though. Since I'm not able to do everything on the RV, that task falls to them.
Yeah, but they're still getting to see a lot of good baseball, so
they are.
I do some work on the RV if you need me, you know. If I can figure out how to get some time off, I'd join you. So awesome. What else you want to share with the guys why we got them today?
Well, really, I appreciate the time here because, again, I'm trying to spread the word, trying to get some folks on social media. You know, would love to have some people supporting me. I think one of my missions on this was to tell stories of other people. You know, I'm happy when people say they look at me and it inspires them. But to be honest, when I see and talk to these other people who are also fighting ALS and doing some incredible things, that inspires me. So hopefully these stories will not only tell people about ALS and you know, be inspirational there, but at the end of the day, I think everyone's fighting something, right? Everyone's dealing with something in their life. And so hopefully these stories will encourage them to tap into the strength that they have inside. You know, all our F3 brothers out there, right? It's about making us better men. And so I'm hoping these stories will reach out to other people outside the F3 community and help make them better as well.
And brother, we're a Twitter organization. Let's get the, because you still have your Crab Leg Southwake Twitter handle, right? But what's your...
I do.
Let's get the new Twitter handle out there. What is it?
So the new Twitter handle is LF, as in Frank, Challenge ALS. So at LF, Challenge ALS.
All right. Now,
and it's the five-year anniversary of the ALS Challenge, by the way. That's where this whole challenge thing comes about. So there's kind of a campaign going this summer for people to challenge themselves in all kinds of different ways to fight ALS. So anybody out there wants to take up a challenge, and dedicate it to the fight to ALS, that would be awesome.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're baseball guys, right? And so everybody's, you know, it would be wrong of me not to ask you, who's your team, who's your player, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because you got 30 of them. I know you're going to enjoy every single stop's going to be enjoyable, but who's your team, who's your player?
You know, every ballpark's got its own little twist. I mean, the 10 I've been to before, everyone's been cool. I am a Rays fan, born and raised in Florida, so the Tampa Bay Rays are my team. Lived in St. Pete for a while, you know, been to a bunch of games there, was even able to go to one of their World Series games when they were in it back then. So that's my team. My secret wish out of this whole thing is that some way, somehow, I get to meet John Schmoltz. He's my all-time favorite. So I don't know, maybe through social media gods somehow will connect us, and I'm hoping I'll get to meet him somehow, some way on this trip. I would say the best park by far has been Fenway. I'm honestly not the big Red Sox fan, but when you go into a ballpark that's 100 years old, you just, you know, you got to appreciate that. So,
yeah, well, by saying Boston, because I almost stopped the recording right then, because, you know, I have a whole, you know, the Patriots, the Bruins, I have my own little, there's a whole little thing going on that I don't like any of that, right? And I got a kid and a grandson now, and, you know, my son-in-law and my daughter live in that area, and I don't like the Celtics. I don't like anything up there. I don't like Tom Brady. But Fenway was cool, huh?
It was cool, and I, you know, I'm trying to be polite. Like I said, I'm not not a Red Sox fan, but it was cool being there. You know, they blew a 5-run lead while I was there, and lost to Toronto. So
even better, that's great.
So I had to keep quiet, but I did kind of enjoy that part.
Yeah, and it's also a town where there's no F3 where there should be some F3. So anybody who's mad that I don't like the Red Sox, go start F3 up there, because it's another city that needs F3. So, and I'll make sure I tag the F3 Orlando guys and the F3 Suncoast guys, because hopefully maybe they can catch up with you on the Tampa Bay date. So,
yeah, unfortunately I hit Tampa already, but who knows? I might go back there for another game after these 30 are done. Just to finish
that's
it off.
That's what I'm thinking. You probably got plenty of opportunity this year. And Smoltz is a great pitcher. So you were a Braves fan, or were you just Smoltz?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was a kid growing up, we didn't have teams in Florida, right? So I would watch the Braves on TBS with my dad, right? I mean, probably like a lot of people around the country who didn't have a team. We watched the Braves. So. Again, that's sort of my secret dream out of all this, is that somehow I get connected with them. So we'll see if it works.
Yeah, and we must be about the same age, because I think there's a lot of guys that were following the Braves just because I grew up in Colorado. There was no team, but I got to watch the Braves and the Cubs almost every day. Between WTN and I guess it was TBS then? I can't remember.
TBS,
with the Braves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
But, you know, the Braves were so awesome there when they had Glavin, Smoltz, Maddox. I'm trying to think.
Yep.
And there were a couple of the guys that rotated in, but having just those pillars of pitching were pretty amazing.
And if you go back even further, then there was Dale Murphy.
Yeah, yeah.
The outfielder.
Yeah, really cool. Brother, it was wonderful talking to you, and I'm just so – you motivate me, and I want to make sure I always tell you that, because you motivate me, you know, putting up a good fight every morning, but also just being an inspiration to all the guys across F3 Nation. Just keep getting after it. You're an inspiration.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for helping me spread the word.
Yeah, you bet. I'll catch up with you, because I know the guys will all want to get an update as the tour comes to a close, but... just really enjoy the time with your family and enjoy all the stadiums.
Thank you. I definitely will.
All right.
Looking forward to the game tonight. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon, brother.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.